Father, we worship you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thou art wonderful, thou art gracious, thou art, O God, merciful. Lord, we worship and we adore you. Thank you for so much loving us, Lord. When we cry, O Lord God, you hear. We serve a God that answered prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Nothing good will you withhold, O Lord, from them that walk uprightly. And you, our uprightness, you are our righteousness. When you call us, Lord, we let go our righteousness, which is before you like filthy rags. And we took on your righteousness. Therefore, whatever we ask the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he gives it to us. We worship and we adore you, Lord. Thank you for the past week, Lord. Thank you for all the victory you give every one of us. We are here this morning because we are victorious through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that you cause us to triumph always through our Lord Jesus. We worship and we adore you, Lord. We thank you for those who are not here. We know you are with them, that you are with their heart, Lord. Now, Father in heaven, as we read some of your promises this morning, we know you are going to bless us, Lord. And so we thank you ahead of time. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We had to begin by praising the Lord, like the psalmist himself said. He went through many things, and at the end of it all, and somewhere in the middle, he begins to praise God. He begins to remind us and remind himself not to forget all of God's benefits. Psalm 103, some sample verses in there. So, a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within us. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O our soul, and forget not all his benefits. So we must remember daily the Lord's benefits. In case we say, he daily loads us with benefits. So forget not any of them. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Thank God the Lord himself took our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses. And with his stripes we were healed. We can always lay on that every passing day. Who redeemeth our life from destruction? Who crowneth us with loving kindness and tender mercies? These are some of the benefits of the Lord, that's not all of them. Who satisfy our mouths with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. In the book of Ephesians, we are told that he is rich in mercy. David experienced the same thing, and we can testify of the same thing. Of the mercies of the Lord. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and precious in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever, leaving us an example. We are told, be angry, but sin not. So the Lord intended to keep his anger forever, just forgive his children. Leave us an example right there. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Indeed, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. Verse 17. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. That mercy everywhere, the mercy of the Lord. Verse 18, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandment to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heaven, and his kingdom ruleth over all. No matter what the kings of this world say, no matter what they think they are, the Lord still ruleth over all, and his kingdom shall be from everlasting to everlasting. The kingdoms of this world will soon pass away, and all the kingdoms shall be come the kingdoms of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O our soul. Now, having just blessed the Lord like that, Lord, I want to read some of his promises right now. We begin with praise, and then we now claim his promises, all using his word. No, we're not having enough words, so far I want to praise him. We turn to his word. David said, in his word will I praise him. So now we can now have him bless the Lord in that psalm. I want to just kind of read some of his promises. Psalm 91, important for our day. It was written in particular for our day. It worked in the days of David and all of his warfare. It worked anytime. God's word worked anytime and every time. But it has a special application, this psalm, for the end of the age. Psalm 91 verse 3 says, surely, and just claiming the promise right now, you and I claiming God's promise, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. He's always laying snare for God's children. So, but the Bible is promising us here, the Lord will surely deliver us. Not maybe or maybe, no. Surely the Lord shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. And for the noisome pestilence. David wrote that how many years ago? 2,500 years ago and so on. That the Lord said that the pestilence is at the end of the age. All these things are the signs of the coming of the Lord, really. People are just taking it differently. Bible says that there shall be pestilences. Near is coming. Luke 21, Matthew 24. So they are giving all kind of meaning to this thing. I don't care whether it's man-made. They say it's killing people, so it's a pestilence, right? Bible foretold all these things. So anyway, Bible says that that we keep up from all these things, you know. So verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. That is the only safe place. Not the vaccine, not the anything, not the government. Under the wings of the Almighty, the feathers of the Lord, the wings of the Almighty, that means we are trusting, put our trust in the Lord. Bible says, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, now that son, whose hope the Lord is. In all these things, as the age closes, we put our trust in the Lord. His truth, the word of God, shall be our shield and buckler. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid. That is devil's tool. Make people to be afraid and so on. That's, thou shalt not be afraid. For the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. All the violence we see, police violence, and all these things, all the shooting and so on. Arrow that flies by day. Bible says we shall not be afraid of any of those things. Nor for the pestilence, it goes again, it repeats again, that walketh in darkness. Nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. God forbid that in these days, we don't know, of atomic warfare and so on, before the Lord come, we don't know. If anything of such will happen, the Bible has a protection for its people. Otherwise, what can cause 1,000 to fall at one time and 10,000 at the other side? What can cause it? Atomic holocaust. We do that, you know. But we know the church goes up before all of these things occur. But should anything happen in that dimension, God has us covered. All we have to do is to know the scriptures and to cleave unto the Lord. He will keep us to his coming according to his word. They that are kept by the power of God. We have them who are being kept by the power of God to the coming of the Lord. So we have to know this thing to know our rights and lay hold on the word of God. Vain is the help of man, really. So anyway, only with your eyes shall thou behold this thing and the word of the wicked. There shall no evil befall thee, the Bible promised us, and neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. For he shall give his angel charge over us to keep us in all our ways. That's what is keeping us, really. God so much loved us. His angel encamp around us. They even give other angels, special assignments, angels on assignments. The Bible says to keep us in all our ways. The little children, they have guardian angels. We are told that his angel daily behold the Father's face. Then even we are those who are children of God, not only do we have the angel of the Lord encamping around us and delivering us, they are special angels. They are ministering spirits, we are told, set forth to minister for us who are the heirs of salvation. how much God cares about us. Bible says he cares for us. In the book of Peter, casting all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. So angels at our disposal, in fact, they work for us, they are ministering for us every passing day as we continue in the perfect will of the Lord. Now, verse 12 says, this angel bear us up their hands, and lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. That is dominion over Satan. God has given us dominion over Satan. In Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So when we know these things, then we arm ourselves with the truth. See, our loins being guided with the truth, you know, in Ephesians 6. We guard our loins with the truth of God, you know. So anyway, so these are all the representation of Satan. You know, dragon and so that, you know, always names near. Bible says it's in vain. The snare is laid. The bird escapes. Anyway, so we escape out of his snare because of the Lord's blessing and guidance. Ah, verse 15 says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. That's you and I that love the Lord. He said, I will be with him in trouble. He didn't say we don't have any trouble, and that's why we miss it many times. You know, when we get into trouble one way or the other, out of no trouble, we didn't cause anything. A child of God doesn't look for trouble. But on Satan, we do all the kinds of put us into trouble. When that happens, the Bible is also with us. He will be with us. Not only will he be with us, but he said he will deliver us and even honor us. So he said he will deliver us when the devil, when we are tempted. Bible says, having suffered being tempted, he is able to succor us when we are tempted. In the book of Hebrews, you know, we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was tested at all points. And yet he committed no sin. So he's able to help us through any temptation. We don't look for one, but that's why we pray daily. Lead us not into temptation. But nevertheless, that we start to do something against us, and the Lord is watching over us. Now with long life, will he satisfy him and show him my salvation? That the Lord talking to every one of us. So the Lord is good. Now, more blessings of the Lord. Psalm 144. So these are the things you claim every day. Just verse 12 says that your sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. He blesses you. Not only blesses us, he blesses your children. That's what he's saying. And you claim these things and they are yours for the taking. You know, you have to kind of read the promises of God, memorize them, and speak them. So verse 12 says, that your sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. He cares about our children, so you claim the promises. Verse 13 says, that your garners may be full, the Bible says, affording all manner of store. That is blessing in all that you do. That your sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in your streets. The promises of God for you, for me, for whosoever believed in the Lord. Verse 14 says, that your oxen may be strong to labor. That there be no breaking in nor going out. That there be no complaining in your streets. What a blessing that is at home. It's talking about prosperity right there. Whatever you do, your garners will be full. Afford your manner of store, he says. And your sheep will bring forth thousands. Whatever your sheep is, whatever your work you are doing, you know, there were shepherds in those days, right? But even today, whatever you are doing, it shall bring forth as the Lord has said. Even in your neighborhood, there be peace, he said. And there shall be no complaining in your streets. We have to claim all these things as we see the world are turning into anarchy almost. The violence. We have to claim these promises of God for ourselves and for where we are living. Because we are living in this area, they are protected, you know. You see Paul the Apostle in Acts 27:28 going to Rome. Just because of him, 276 people would have perished in that boat. But because there is a man that knew the Lord. His name was Paul, you know, and for his sake, God, even though the boat put crashed and broke into pieces, not one soul was saved, no was lost. You know, they all, as the angel of the Lord revealed to him, said the boat will be destroyed, but he said, the angel of the Lord, whose I am, and who I serve, he was so confident, has appeared to me this night, and saying that no man shall perish. So it was. God, because of you and me, whatever you are saying, you are kind of, act as a protector to the people in your neighborhood. There shall be no complaining in your street. The Bible tells us right there. Now, more blessing this morning. All the time we sit down here, and hearing the word of the Lord, and just proclaiming his blessing this morning to us. Jeremiah 17:7. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Verse 8. For you will be as a tree planted by the river, by the water, and that spread out our roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh. Whether it is called inflation or deflation or both of them together, you won't even know it. Bible says so, you know. So they were farmers in those days. But whatever you are doing today, the same blessings upon you. And shall not see when the heat cometh. But our leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. See? That is the promise of God. You go with this thing all the days of your life, claiming it upon you, upon your children's children. And the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. He's watching over, he's going to perform it. You just know it and speak it, and so shall it be. Isaiah 58, verse 11 says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. How, if there's anything we need in this world, it's God's guidance, right? In everything we do. We get into many trouble when we do not wait enough for that guidance. We think we know it all. Then we get into trouble, right? But the child of God, we always, Jesus said it this way. He doesn't say, I do nothing. But what the Father shows me, do we have that kind of a patience? Not to just rush ahead on our own and be doing things. Have we asked the Father, is this your will, Father? Do we take that chance to say, Lord, is this your will, Father? So the more we learn to do this, the more victory you are going to have. Then the more Satan will be a million miles away from you, because you are in the will of God, you know. So anyway, he guide you continually. The promise. And satisfy that soul in drought. Here it comes again. No matter what the economy of this world does, you serve the Lord with gladness, right? And as the Bible says, are nothing good within withhold from they that walk uprightly. See? In the drought. And make fat thy bones. Even with a famine, family and so on, you see, make your bones to be fat. He even says here, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose water faileth not. Even with the famine, in the so much, what's happening in the world today, how much we need these things, you know. The economy of the world is rocking back and forth. Even with the U.S. and so on, they are all rocking, you know. So the only safe place is trusting in the Lord. No matter what happens, you take care of our need, take care of your need. Here it goes in Psalm 32, verse 8, talking about guiding us, guiding you and me. Put your heart in there. Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct thee, you see, it's careful, and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. Any point in your life when you think you are stuck, begin to look unto the Lord. You will hear his voice. He's promising you right here. You know, you have to do a new thing. You can ask the Lord. See, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. And he said, I will guide thee with my eye. We all need it all the time. The Lord's guidance, you know. And then when you ask him, even in the book of James, we are told, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and it shall be given unto him. Just all you need is faith. Let him ask in faith, not in doubting, you know. For a double-minded man, you know, is unstable in all his ways, you know, like a wave being tossed back and forth, you know. But we thank God we have faith. God has dealt to you and me a measure of faith. We have the faith of God. So we are favored with the Almighty through our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Give it to me. Anyway, so God's guidance here. Deuteronomy 28, a couple of scriptures here. Deuteronomy 28, God's promises, you know, this morning as we have praised him and so on. I will read a couple of verses from Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. And all these blessings this morning that I've been talking about is prophetic, shall come on thee and overtake thee. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground. Whatever you are doing, whether you are counting, whether you are nursing, whatever it is, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flock of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. All your bank account and so on, God will make it to be so fast and blessings. That's what he's saying here, you know. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord, verse 8, the Lord shall command the blessing upon you in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. See, we are all going to do something or the other. We want to do some other things. The Lord say whatever you said you have to do, the Lord, you know, and we command his blessing, you know, and all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. We all come from afar off, right? We come here to inherit a blessing. That's what we are. That's what it's called. We didn't come here to look for the worldly thing. We come because the Lord said to come. We come because we know the coming of the Lord is nigh. We come here because, you know, the Bible says, blessed are they that know the joyful sound. We know the joyful sound of the Lord. The sound that says, behold, the Lord cometh. The coming of the Lord draws nigh. And when you do, he added all these things unto you and me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See that what he's saying right there. So anyway, verse 11 says, and the Lord shall make the pleasures in goods. How many people run away from God? They think by running away from God, they are, no. When you are with God, he will make you pleasures in goods. And the Lord shall make the pleasures in goods. For this prophetic this morning. And in the fruit of thy cattle, whatever you are doing, and the fruit of thy ground. Verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven to give the rain, unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. All of it, whatever you said you want to do, God will bless it. And thou shalt lend, and thou shalt not borrow. See? What the thing says, and the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. Prophetic, going forward right now. And thou shalt not be beneath. 2 Corinthians 9:8 as I close this morning. We just praise God, read these promises and accept them and go with joy. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And the Lord shall make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. So God will do that for you. Make all grace to abound towards you, that we have sufficiency in all. What will better? Conflict for the glory of God, you have sufficiency in it, you know, according to the word of God. In all things, I may abound unto every good work. Verse 11 says, the Lord cause you to be enriched in everything unto all bountifulness. That is the will of God for you, and so shall it be, according to the word of God. Proverbs 3:10, finishing up here. The Lord shall cause the barns to be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst out with new wine, new direction, new guidance. The Lord said, we do it, you know, because we have set your love upon him. So he will do all these things for us. He watches over his word to perform it. And now finally, the last final scripture here, Romans 6:24. Going out of here this morning, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Father, we worship you. You know, in the troubled world, Lord, peace I live with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give I unto you. Lord, we thank you. We worship and adore you, Lord. Lord, my joy I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Now let it be afraid. Say, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Lord, scripture says, all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, some of which we have read this morning and received, they are yea and they are amen, to the glory of God our Father. Be it unto us this morning, Lord, according to thy word. The 17-year-old Mary said, how do I know these things? You know, Rama. Nevertheless, be it unto me according to thy word. Lord, all these things, see, all these blessings, they shall come and overtake us. Be it unto us, Lord, and our children, and our children's children. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus, so shall we ever live to praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.